the things I wanted to talk about is something called charesis. So, if I ask you, you know, what's charesis? So, you tell me? So, you know, the basic thing, I don't know what you're going to tell me. But everyone would say, you know, that's something my mother makes, you know, the Pesach she does in the kitchen. She puts a little nuts over here and an apple over there and who knows what, you know, and there it is on the table and, you know, everyone's happy. So I ask you, you know, so what is it, you know? What's chalosis? You see, you're telling me, first of all, before we get into what the purpose of it is, okay, why do they do misachin chalosis? That's one question. But just before, you know, physically, what is it? If I ask you, you know, there was an article, you know, just to get your interest, you know, the Milchus de Vedichusa, I think it was last year in the New York Times, there was discussion about a family that has a Mercedes, who knows, in Spain, I don't know, from the time of the Muranos or something like that, a Mercedes or how to make chalosis. Okay, so if I ask you, so what is chalosis? Physically, and then we'll talk about it conceptually, and we'll see the Mercedes, and we'll try to see how many, what the dinim are, we'll see, and then we'll get to something else, but what is it? What? It's a thing. Okay, you know, see, a definition is supposed to make something clearer, not more obscure. Anyone? Anything? What? Enjoyable. So you like ice cream? let's forget about everything. It's physics, okay? Someone's looking at the, you know, and he says, Morav Masech Hashem. So he asks, what's going on in the universe? You know, it looks big. And then when you define it, and you're told you have equations, and you have things, and, you know, you have something in your hand. Just, what is it, no? Ground up fruits and nuts. Okay. So, what you're really trying to say is, you're trying to say over the Rambam, but you'll find, interesting, before we start talking the Lomdus, in this, I don't know how well known this is, there's a basic machlokish in the Chachmei Sfarad and the Chachmei Ashkenaz of Poshit. What is Chagosis, even before we get started? Okay? If you look at the Rambam, and we'll see about this later, why the Rambam quotes the Din where he does, if we do get to it, Mir Hashem. You look in Hilchus Chometz Matzah, in Perik Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, Hacharesis mitzvah midivrei seifim zeichel etit shehoi oivdim boi b'mitzrayim v'keitzad oisin oisa loikhin tmorim oi gregreis oi tzimukim ukiyotze bohen v'dorosin oison press it v'noisnin l'seichon choymetz u'metavlin oisa betavlin k'moi tit betevin. So you get the impression it's some types of fruit. It's a fruit puree that is depressed together, and depending on the type of fruit, if you have a fruit like an orange, it probably wouldn't be good. You need a fruit which has a certain consistency that the pressing it will be something like raisins or tamarim or grapes. Okay, so it's a fruit puree. Okay. What? I don't know if it has to be dried or not. I mean, you can call it tmorim. The Ram does not say whether tmorim are dried or not. He has smukim like that in Gregasu, okay? But I don't know exactly tmorim. It could be. I just don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I understand why you're saying what you're saying, but the Ram doesn't put the rider on tmorim. But it could be. Now, if I would tell you that chalosis is not fruit b'chlal, but chalosis is a vegetable puree, you look at me like, you know, I'm the wrong plant. It's interesting, if you look in the Maariv Zavitri, that's from the Beis Medrash from Rashi, Din chalosis. Here it's on this edition, and I don't have too many editions of the Maariv Zavitri, on page 270. Din chareises v'chareises she'omru hein Mine yurokos harbe. Chalois she'omru hein mine yurokos harbe. Hakatushin biyachad. So you cut up and it comes together. Ushmom chalois. Beloshen arami. And he talks a little bit more. We'll come to that later. So the truth is, what I seem to see that there was a machlokes between the Chachmei Sfarad and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. What is the basic ingredients of the chalitzes? Is it a fruit cocktail? But cocktail is the wrong word. Puree is probably a better word. Or vegetable puree seems to be a machlokes in Maseis. And for some reason, even the Ashkenazic communities have accepted the opinion of the Chachmei Sfarad. And together, not only the Chachmei Sfarad, but there's another Messias in the Geinim, that the Geinim wanted to have the fruits that the Knesset so appraised in Shir HaShirim. Okay? Well, that is something about what it is and how you make it. Okay? Now, that's not such an important question, because I don't believe, unless I missed the boat, I don't believe that if someone's going to make it from vegetables, and not from fruit, or from fruit and not from vegetables, it's difficult for me to believe that there's going to be a major calamity. I don't know, because I don't know if that's an important din in terms of the Chareises. Okay. So, interesting, in Chareises, you'll find in the Gemara, Zecher Letit, Zecher Tapuach. See, Zecher Tapuach and Zecher Letit tells you something of how the Chareises has to look. As the Gemara says, in Zecher Letit, it should have a consistency like tit, soch l'smuche, and then you add tapuach, which is give it an acidic taste. Whether tapuach is an apple, or whether it's one of the Peiris Hodder, the Rav always in the Supik about it, really that's not, that important for me at the moment. What's important is there should be some addition, acidic addition. Okay? Derech Agav, I want to tell you something that will probably blow your minds, but this is not really that much negated to the shiur, but I'll tell it to you anyway. Horseradish is the Rishonim will call it mir retish. You'll find it the Chachmei Ashkenaz will call it mir retish. Mir retish. What's mir retish? You know anything about the history of horseradish? The word itself is a mistake. Because the real word is mir radish. Mir is a sea radish. It was grew by the sea. But someone who didn't have that much intelligence saw mir and thought it really means like horse instead of sea. And that's how what the Rishonim called in the Chachmei in Europe they called mir radish became horse radish. Okay, good. Well, Zainazay doesn't make a difference. The name's only a name. So good. So we have this horse radish. Okay. So, where is the first time that you'll find horseradish mentioned in the whatever it's in a Tanaitic source, an Amoraic source, or in Grenim, or Rishonim? Where is the first time that horseradish is mentioned? So, the interesting is, it's mentioned in Hagos Maimonides. I don't know if it's in our text, or maybe in the Kisvayat from Hagos Maimonides, as an ingredient of Chareises. Not mentioned for Moro B'chal. It's mentioned as an ingredient for Chareises. It should have had a certain pungent taste or something like that. So the Hagolos Maimonides said they used to add horseradish into the Chareises. Okay, good. So they add horseradish into the Chareises. So it says, Soch l'smuche and Soch l'kihuye. The smuche means to make it thick, and the kihuye to give it some acidic taste, a little sharp. Good. See, till this point, there's nothing much there. Right? I said over Gemara, saying over things, maybe said a little clearer or not, but I haven't done anything. Okay. I don't know if I'll do anything anyway, but that clearly I haven't done anything. The problems begin when you have a Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi says Zecher Adam. Okay? Zecher Adam. And in the Yushalmi itself, in the Zecher Adom, it's not clear 100% whether we're only interested in the consistency or interested in the color also, because you'll find some source that says you have to use red wine to add inside. But the Zechelet Dom, okay? Now here, in Zechelet Tit, in Zechelet Dom, we're in a quandary. Because what are you supposed to do? Is it supposed to be thick? Or it's supposed to be liquid? I'm going to say liquidy. I don't know if there's such a word, but just to give you an idea, just as we'll coin it for our purposes in order to be able to define things over here. I mean, should it be thick, or should it be of a liquid type of consistency? What should be done here? Okay, because here you have l'chayah contradictory possibilities. L'chayah, you have to take a stand. Is it zechel tit or is it zechel dom? Okay. So interesting, what I want to show you is the Tosis does something over here. And in the Tosis, you're going to see something very important and which we're going to work on. Okay? That's what we're going to see, but we're going to see what it means. You'll see it through Amor and Shulchan Aruch. But I'd like to develop things slowly to see from the Makoris, and we'll see what it is. And if after I'm finished, all you think is that there's a man, the almost sometimes says that it's thick and then it should be this, is then I haven't said anything. Okay? And it could be I won't. Okay, so yeah. See here, it tastes this. The taste says like this. It's both. You have to make it thick. You have to give it some acidic taste. Soch l'smuche or l'kehuye. Ubi Yishalmi Omer is the Avdei Zechel Adom. Umishum Hochi Kori Le Tibula B'mashke. This is a very interesting phrase, because our Gemara also calls it Tibula B'mashke. You have to have two Tibulim, and that's the Mechayev Netilus Yadayim. And according to the Rishonim, the Tibul of Kalpus and Chalosis, that then you have to have Netilus Yadayim for it. So it has to be Tibula B'mashke. Call it tibul of a mashke, and you get the impression from Tosis it's only tibul of a mashke if you accept Yishalmi's opinion of Zechel Adom, which is a very interesting lashon in Tosis. You would have said it's independent of everything, and Tosis seems to point in the direction that the tibul of a mashke of Chaloses is only because of Yishalmi. Ubi Yishalmi Omer is the avde Zechel Adom, ubi Shumhochi call it tibul of a mashke v'chein amad debar. And that's the minig olam. Lismuche, to make it very thick, ubishas achila mikalshin oisai biyayin b'choymetz. Then you make it thinner at the time of achila. Okay. This you should see also. You see in Shulchan Aruch. You have Avidatim Ramah if you like, and we'll see in Ozruah Mitzashem. This type of thing of starting one way and ending up something else. Okay? Let's just to get ourselves oriented, okay? Let me ask you the following question, okay? Lamed Yoyin Koyd Machag on Purim and Yushalayim, okay? Purim and Yushalayim. My wife makes a chalosis, and it's very thick. And then she pours some wine in it to make it, and to make it a thin consistency, okay? Was I Mekayim that did the two? Because you get the impression in Tosis you're in a quandary, and you have Zechel Tit, right? You have Zechel Tit, and you also have Zechel Adom. So you don't know what to do. So you Mekayim both of them, okay? So my wife, on Purim Yushalayim, she makes a Zechel Tit, she adds a kilo of Zechel Tit, and then she adds in some wine and makes it Zechel Zeichel Adom. Okay? So, was I mekayim something? What? Yeah, but Tais himself says it also. Tais says b'shas achila, it should be thin. So that can't be the answer. Yeah. Okay. Good. It's a question of Tais Chitas. I'm just trying. You know, sometimes when you take the ridiculous, you understand what I'm saying, and you think about it, you can begin to focus in on what is reality. But if you don't know what ridiculous is, you don't know what reality is, you don't know where things are, you can't focus in on anything. So just want to have a feeling. So what are you supposed to be doing over here? Just derech agav, I don't want to get involved in this, because this year there's a problem about the adding of the wine and the on at the Seder time, because of the problem of Lisha and Shabbos. And you look at Shulchan Aruch, you see the Magen Avraham, and you look around it, I don't want to get involved because that's out of the purview, I'm not interested in the Malach of Lisha. You'll ask your local Orthodox rabbi, whoever you ask the Shailas to, what to do, but I'm not getting involved. I'm just talking in general, what according to Tosafos should be done, how to go about doing it, you should ask your Rav. Okay? So I'm not getting involved in that point. Okay. Now, I just want to know, what are you supposed to do? Purim. Purim, my wife, Purim Yerushalayim, Lamed Yoyim Klei Lachag. She takes it and she makes this mortar-like chalasis. And then at the Seder, before the Seder, on Purim itself, she pours wine inside. So what would you say about that? What? Okay, so good. So the question is, so you get the impression, yes? We'll see about that. We're going to talk about that. I don't know if it's that much. It's certainly Mr. Taylor, clearly. And we'll see. And Pirish Mishnayis, I'm not sure about that, because he has a separate bracha according to him in Mitzvah. I think he confused. Maybe I'm wrong, but my impression is. Okay, good. Okay, good. I think, you know, yeah. That's correct. I mean, but, okay, we'll come, Mr. Shem, to that. Okay? So we have to understand, you know, what's going on here, that, you know, clearly that if it's made into a liquidy state beforehand, you know, you're missing something. And the question is, so what does it mean before, and what does it mean afterwards? Now, let's just begin to think about it, okay? You see, logically, from a conceptual point of view, what you're going to want to do over here is, let's just put our minds together and think what you want to do, and let's go about doing it, okay? You have two sources over here which are apparently contradictory. You have one source that chalos is supposed to be zeichel tit. You have another source that's supposed to be zeichel dam, okay? And they're two different chefs of chalos, and you can't be mekayim both of them. You have either it's thick, Or it's a thin consistency, correct? So what do you do, and how do you do it? So ideally, what you'd want to do in order to solve this problem is to have two kiyumim of chalosis, and one kiyum of chalosis you do with chalosis X, and the other kiyum you do with chalosis Y. So if you can demonstrate that there are two kiyumim of chalosis, if you can do such a thing, and have one of the cumin with one type of chalosis, and the other cumin with the other type of chalosis, then you have an answer. Okay? That, I just want to map out logically what should be done over here. Okay? But offhand, if I ask you what the cumin of chalosis is, everyone will talk about dipping. So, if at the time you're going to dip, it's, anyway, you made it thin, so what did you gain by the whole story? You know, in chalosis, it's not a history course that at one time in the kitchen on Purim or wherever my wife made it, that it was a thick consistency. L'chayr is, you're going to have some kiyum on Pesach with the chalosis of zeichel tit. Okay? You're going to ask, that's what l'chayr, what you should be out to do. That's mapping out, you know, sometimes when your head's on straight, you can start thinking about how to go about doing things. Okay? So here, I'd like to show you something very interesting. I'm going to read it to you from the Or Zeruah. He asked the question, which he says is a plea. The question is a plea. What the plea itself is not 100% clear, but I'll just read to you what he says, and I think from what he says, we can extract something very important for us. Uplia. Lo mocharesis, lo yaso koidem zmanoi. This is an Or Zeruah, Hilchos Psochim. In this edition, it's on page Samach Omen Aleph. The second column, about two-thirds of the way down. Uplia. Lo mocharesis, lo yosa kidim zmanoi. Ki matzah. There's an isa of eating matzah erev Pesach. Kol oichol matzah be'erev Pesach ki ruboil arusasa be'beis chomo, as if he had relations with his wife after Kedushin, before the suud, because he didn't wait for the kiyum, for the mitzvah of the for the nisuin, he couldn't wait. He did it for kedushin. Similarly, by matzah, instead of waiting for the night when there's a mitzvah, he eats it during the day. What about eating charesis erev Pesach? So he asked the question. Clear. Lo macharesis lo yasa kodesh zmana ki matzah. Why isn't there an isa? The ema shore. Mishum the aminim biyushalmi chareisus charoma tzoch lasoisei solo, and it's a zechel atid. It's probably should be zechel adom, but we apologize to the Torah sefer. V'charoma av, it's a zechel tapuach. Probably that should be zechel atid. Oma rav mono tzrichim onu lemechas letaveon. We have to be mekayim both of them. Ulekach nahagu laaseison belayla. Solo, it means afterwards. You start with it thick, and then we make it solo. V'chol zman sheloi nosan mat meteichon mashke loi nigmara mitzvosoi. As long as you don't put the wine in or the chaymitz in later, the mitzvah is not finished. So here's a very important thing here. Because you think about the Lashon, when you think of the Lashon, loy nigmara mitzvasai, you think about a mitzvah which is not finished. Whenever you have something which is not finished, there's a start and there's a finish. So it means that there is a mitzvah, a start of being tit, and there's another mitzvah of being thin like dom. Yes? That's what you meant, Hashem. As I told you before, I said that I don't know, you know, if you're going to be happy with it, but I hope that I'll be able to impart some ideas about this, Emet Hashem. Okay? So that's what we have over here. We have clearly in this Or Zeruah tells us that the strategy that we've mapped out in order to try to understand what's going on is a proper strategy, because you get the impression in the Or Zeruah clearly that there are two kiyumim in charesis. There's a kiyum of charesis of when it's zechel atit, and there's a kiyum of charesis when it's zechel adom. The question is, what does all this mean? What are the kiyumim? What are the halachas? Okay, now let's try to define things a little bit. Okay, now let's go back to the Rambam, which I started with before, and just see the Lishonis, the Shad Lashon, and then we'll try to see what's going on. Here it is again. Peg Zayin of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Yud Aleph. Acharoses mitzvah midivrei sofer. Zeichel etit. Shehoyu oim din boi b'mitzrayim. And then he tells you the various ingredients and how to make it. And he says, U'mevin oiso ala shuchon. B'leilei HaPesach. And you bring it on the table, B'leilei HaPesach. Okay? Now, Let's just stop for a second and think. The Miri calls the Rambam G'doli HaMechabrim. G'doli HaMechabrim. The Rambam's genius, besides, who am I to talk about the Rambam's genius, is besides the way he formulates things, where he puts it. From the place, the way the Rambam places halachas, you can learn many halachas from that also. Okay. Now, let me just ask you a question. If you had to write Hilchos Chametz Matzah, you probably would talk about matzah, and you talk about moro, and you talk about chagosis and kalpas or something like that, and then you talk about CPC and Mitzrayim, or you talk about CPC and Mitzrayim before, and then talk about matzah. Okay. What the Rambam does is in Perek Vav he talks about matzah. Perek Zayin is CPC and Mitzrayim, and right after the discussion of CPC and Mitzrayim, he talks about chagosis. So just from the juxtaposition, the juxtaposition says Darsheni, and it tells you, you know something? Maybe Chagosis has something to do with Tzipi Mitzrayim? Because right after the discussion of Sipur and the Chayimon Lewis as Atzmoy, and he introduces Dalek Kaisis and Esebo as part of Chayimon Lewis as Atzmoy, then he comes to Chagosis. And what is Chagosis? He says, "Umevin oiso ala shulchan b'leilei haPesach." What is the mitzvah midivisayv Chagosis? He doesn't mention anything about dipping. At least over here, we'll see about that later. Nothing about dipping. But what is Chagosis? Chagosis mevin oiso ala shulchan zechavitim. There is a problem in Rambam, which I'm just going to point out to you. I'm not going to come to any conclusions about it, but I think the conclusion points in one way, but how to finish it exactly needs a little work. You see, there is a Maima Chazal that says Lechem Oni. Lechem She'oinin Olov Dvorim Harbe. Bread which you say on it many things. Okay. So Rashi, in his Pirush on the Gemara, says, what are the things, many things, so at least it means more than one, she'er oimim olav es ha-gado, v'goyim olav es ha-halil. Okay. Lechem oni. Okay. Now, just to tell you something about Yachatz, okay, and before we talk about Yachatz, I'll introduce one more Maimah Chazal, and then we'll just put a little bit together. There is another Maimah Chazal about Matzah. Ma Dalko shall Oni be Prusa. Since the derech of the Oni is to have a Prusa, we also have to have a Prusa. Okay? So let me ask you a question, see, before we, you know, what is Yachatz? When do we break the Matzahs? When do we break the matzahs? What? Yes. When? Good. Continue. If you say well, you should continue. I'm not asking for. I'm going to say before you start telling me. Before you start conceptualizing, you know, you first have to make sure that the terms are defined properly before you go into conceptual analysis. Okay, you have, you know, that's any lab, you know, you have data and you have to know if the data is proper. So what is the machlekes before, and then we'll give you a double chance. But if you fail on the data, you don't get the second chance to go on. You know, you understand, because with invalid data, invalid data, you know, you can't go anywhere. Before Magid, at some time we'll see. Yeah. It's before Halach Mani, you mean? Yeah. What do you mean before the Eid? What do you mean right before? What do you mean right before? 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 25 seconds, 3.5 seconds. Tech de dibur. The Achilles Pras. bracha. You make two brachas. You make a bracha on the tibis adayim. You make a birchas hamotzi. You make after the tibis adayim. The Rambam says after the tibis adayim before birchas hamotzi. Okay. Okay. Now, so what's the machlokes? First of all, who's the machlokes between? The first, the most famous Baal Memra from the Shita that the Yachas is where we do it is of Yosef Tevelin. You heard of him? He wrote a piyut which in some places they say, in some places they don't say. They say before Shmoneh Esrei, after Shmoneh Esrei. The piyut's called Elokei Aluchos. The piyut that the Minig Yisrael is to say, the Minig Yisrael is to say on Shabbos HaGol, called Elokei Aluchos. So Rabbi Yosef Tevelim, explicitly says that the Yachatz is at the point that we do it at the point of before Holachman. Okay. The Rambam is the other opinion that says you do it after the Tilas Adayim before Birchas Hamotzi. Okay. Those are the two sheetahs that we show you. So I ask you, so what's the machlekes? What will you say? No, continue. What's the machlekes? Sipur is Machayv Yirum Lechemoni. I mean, there's no, from what the information, the data, which for example, sometimes you have data, right? And then you draw your conclusions in a lab. And there's no relationship between what the conclusions are and the data is, that's the problem. Do you see any relationship between the two? I mean, that's Machayv this, Machayv, I don't know why. A demonstration? Demonstration sounds more like in school with show and tell or something like that. I don't know exactly from a halachic point of view whether that you're going to get very far with. It's a din. What's a din? Anyone? Yes. I mean, what is it? You have to. You correct. You create, I don't know, part of the Suda the Sea, part of Sipur, that's a good start, but you need a little more, yeah? Okay, we have to see, what Achilles wants, we'll see a little bit more. I mean, you see, what you're saying is correct. Now, let me just tell you the way I would just, I think this is where I heard it from the Rav also, but you see, the question of Ma Darko Shel Ori Beprusa, according to Rabbi Yosef Tevelim, is a rider on the din of Lechem Oni Shel Lechem She'Oinu Lo Dvorim Ha'obe. In other words, the Lechem She'Oinu Lo Dvorim Ha'obe should not only be Matzah, but should be Ma Darko Shel Ori Beprusa. The Chefsa upon which you have to recite the Halal and the Haggadah has to be on a Prusa. So therefore, we do the Yachas before to have Ma Darko Shel Ori Beprusa in merging with the din of Lechemoni, Lechem Shonon Dvorim Ha'obe. According to the Rambam in his Seder did not have three matzahs. The Rambam had two matzahs. Okay? Rambam had two matzahs. And the Rambam has a very strange ceremony with he washing the Tilas Adayim. Okay? He has two matzahs in his hand. And he's ready to make Hamotzi and to Mekayim the mitzvah from Lechem Mishnah on Yontif. According to the Rambam, there's Lechem Mishnah not only on Shabbos, but also on Yontif. Kind of Lechem Mishnah. He takes one of the matzahs and he breaks it. And then he says, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaMotzi Lechem Min HaOretz. Okay? So this sounds like, something, if you before we're going to define it, it sounds like something very foolish and offhand very destructive. It's like, your son, the little baby, coming over, you're about to make a hamotzi on Leil Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah, and he takes his hand and he pulls a piece of the challah. You don't have Lechem Mishnah anymore. That's what it sounds like. Okay? So what's going on over here? So the Rambam says, the din of ma dafu shoni b'prusa, ma dafu shoni b'prusa, what is it? It's a hafkor from the din of lechem mishnah. On Shabbos and Yontif, you're supposed to have lechem mishnah. On Pesach, the din of ma dafu shoni b'prusa, that's mafkir. The din is, on Leil Pesach, there's no lechem mishnah. Okay? Our meaning is we have lechem mishnah. The question is, what's the din of ma dafu shoni b'prusa? Is it a rider in Lechem Sholem of Dvorim Halbe, as Rav Yosef Tev Elam says, or it's a Hafkor from Lechem Mishnah. Okay? Good. So what happens over here? So the Rav said like this, maybe you have a person, maybe he doesn't have it. Maybe he doesn't have two matzahs. Maybe he only has, he doesn't have. You have to demonstrate there's no Lechem Mishnah. So how do you do it? You make a Netilas Yadayim. So after Netilas Yadayim, the Chiv is to make a Motzi now. And you have Lechem Mishnah in front of you. And you're mechuyev to make Lechem Mishnah. And it's Yontif. And you go and you break it. That shows that there's no Lechem Mishnah. That's why you're mekayin, the Ma'ad Dafka Shonu B'Prusa. To have the Lechem Mishnah, to be mechuyev the Lechem Mishnah, and not to mekayin the Lechem Mishnah. Okay? Now, I'll ask you now the following question. Now, let's move a step further. In Rambam, the Lechem She'olim of Dvorim Ha'obe, okay? Rashi says, you say the Haggadah on it and the Halal on it, okay? In fact, let me ask you a question just when we're here. Let me ask you another question. Rashi says, She'grim Molov is a Halal, okay? What does it mean, Grim Molov is a Halal? The Grim Love is a Hallow. What does it mean, Grim Love is a Hallow? So I'll ask you, so what are you, according to Yeshua Tev Elim, what do you do exactly? What are you supposed to, you have supposed to have something on the table, and the after, you finished eating. Right? You finished eating, you make Pirchas HaMotzi, make Pirchas HaMozen. And he's starting to say hallel. So what does it mean? Lechem she'olim lo dvorim ha'obe. You hear the question? So I'll tell you, I did a little investigation about this. And I asked, and I spoke to Abdiash and Zaks about it. That's the Chafetz Chaim's grandson. He said the Tata, Chaim Mendel, Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law, used to make sure to leave a piece of matzah on the table for hallel. To be Mekayim Rashi, Goyim Olam is a Halal. Okay? So I told this to the Rav. The Rav said, no. It's wrong. He says, Goyim Olam is a Halal. Stanis means read the Halal. And the din is that the matzah which you eat, it's a din Achilas matzah. That you should misapa on the matzah from Kiyumim Achila. You should misapa on that matzah, CPC is Mitzrayim. But after Achilas matzah, there's no din of Lechem Sholim of Dvorim Halal. That's what he told me. Okay, so then I was wondering afterwards, years later, I found a Tesefta which I thought pointed in one direction. It's a very interesting Tesefta. At the end of Pesachim, it tells you, we have a story in the Haggadah, we have a story about that they were Mesapi Yitzias Yisrael called Alayla Chulei Achibor Talmidim V'Yomu Rabbi Seder Yitzias Man Kriso Shachris. That's the story we have in the Haggadah. In Tesefta is a whole different story. And both stories could have happened, just happened at two different times. They talk about that the Chayiv Odom Lasek B'Hilchos HaPesach Kol HaLayla and Maisa B'Beis Medrash or Beis Zayin or whatever it is, and that they were learning the whole night. Okay? And then the Talmidim said that, that it's Amor HaShachar Ki Kreis HaGever, it says Kreis HaGover. Okay? And this is Higbiu Milifneim. Higbiu Milifneim. What did they pick up? Higbiu milifneim. That's what this says. Higbiu milifneim. What were they doing? The shulchan. So why? So that's what I thought. After you say it, that's Tesefta. But Higbiu milifneim, probably what happened is They had the matzah and mauling or the matzah in front of him. Hey, be able if name because the mitzvah shasta sipur until Amar Hashacha. So I thought that that might point in Rav Mendel's direction. Okay. Now, what's very confusing, b'chlal, according to the Rambam, is this din of lechem oni, lechem she'oina lov dvorim harve. How does it express itself, and does the Rambam paskin it? Why is there such a confusion? Someone who knows the Rambam well should be able to say why there's such a confusion. Okay. It's interesting. According to the Rambam, let's just go back to Minig Yisrael and see what happens. Is the din is you remove his mesalkenes hashulchan, right? Okunes hashulchan. You take the shulchan. Okunes hashulchan, the way it expresses itself by us, is what? Is you take the kairo away. Okay? When is that done? When do we take it away? When? After what? You said after the potatoes, you said? Okay. It's not clear, derech agav, you know, whether potatoes are good for cowpers, which is a discussion in itself. You likely could talk about that later. But, when do you do it? You do it, you do it after Holachmanya. You do it before, you do it right before Manish Tano, right? Right before Manish Tano. It's Oikres Akum Shochan U Moizgin Lekei Sheni, right? And we'll see, maybe we'll talk about Moizgin Lekei Sheni, but it's Oikres Ashochan, right? When do you bring it back? When do you bring it back? When do you bring it back? Anyone? I mean, it's not like, I'm not asking you questions like, you know, what's the price of tea in New Zealand or something like that. I'm asking you, I assume that every one of you at one time in your life were at a Seder. Okay? If not, you know, maybe you're in the wrong place. But, you know, when do you bring it back? After Manish Tana, you mean? After Manish Tana. After Manish Tana. Okay. Anyone else? Any other opinions about this? That's what we do, Lamaisa. Any other opinions? Okay, so the opinion is like this: Pashas in Shulchan Aruch, you bring it back after Manish Tana. Okay. Now, Rav Mendel, that's what Gershon told me, that his father used to bring it back even before Manish Tana. And we'll see another opinion about the thing. He bring it back before Manish Tana. He said like this: Rav Mendel said that since CPC is Mitzrayim, is Derech Shailu Tshuva, the questions and answers, right? So not only the answers should be on the matzah, but the questions also should be on the matzah. Okay? So I was very excited. Last week, I found a Mendel in the Maariv Zavitri. Because a Mendel in the Maariv Zavitri says, you have to bring it back. There's over here. V'kashe goma ho lach ma'anyo terem Hischil Manish Tana Navy Hakoro the fun of the Oime Manish Tana. That's what it says, Mufurish Maariv Zavitri, it's on page 271. Okay? He took it away before, and he took it away. He took a second to get the children to excite the imagination and the curiosity of the children. And then he brought it back and the children asked Manish Tana. Okay? That's what the Maariv Zavitri truly says. And that is what Rav Mendel, see, if I would have told you, wouldn't have told you what Rav Mendel said, you wouldn't understand what's going on. But since CPC is the sign of Derech Shailu Tshuva, so the question also should be on the mind. Okay? You bring it back, yeah. The question is what question the Tinuk is asking. What the child is the Manish Tana.
So
what?
Before, the whole is for the Kabbalah, it's
the yeah, so the question they're asking, according to Rishonim, the Manish Tana, that itself is the question. Because Manish Tana, for example, we ask, why isn't there a question on Dalatation? Okay? If you look at the Rashbam says that Manish Tana is a question on various differences you see at the Leil HaSeder, and including the Kodesh, and the Manish Tano is a question also, I assume, according to him, because he says like this, he doesn't talk, he doesn't even mention the separate questions, because he says like this, he says, the Achshav, Misulekis, he milifoneinu. Yeah, but listen to this, but listen even more. He says it before, even better like this. Ephes Misalik is a Kaila Kmoshihi, Manicha Ashucha Mekeran Zovis, Yim Yeshom Oz, Tinoi, Yishal, Manish Tana Laila Zer, Haloi Bechol, Halelois, Onu Oichlin, Mashi Lefneno Bekaila. So the question is Manish Tana. The Achshav Misalik is in Lefneno. Vahainu Magbin es a Kaila, Kloimo Maaklin es Ashucha. The kasher gomar holach ma'anyo terem hischil manishtano maybe akairo lifonov v'oyme manishtano. So I understand your question. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is like this: there are two different questions. Yeah. They're basically, you see, you know who discusses this more. You see it more clearly in the Haggadah from the Ritva. There is a, he talks about just catalyzing the children's imagination. Okay, there are two different questions. There's some questions which you're doing various performances to get the children excited about the Seder, okay? And then there are formal questions which are a prelude to Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, okay? The taking of the Kaira from the Shulchan has no halachic significance. And that's not a question of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Derech Shai L'Tshuva. What? Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel. So, you know, so it always bothered me, you know, does the Rambam have the halacha from Lechem Oni, Lechem Shoen Lov Volam Halvet? Because the whole Haggadah is not recited according to the Rambam on the Matzah. Okay? So a priori, you can see what it said, the Rambam doesn't have this drasha. But then I became a little bit confused, and my confusion starts here with Chazoses. Because you get the impression, according to the Rambam, that the Kaira, what we call the Kaira, and what Chazal called the Shulchan, or a TV type of table, you know, a small little table that used to have in front of everyone, okay? That there is a halacha over here. And there are dinim when you should have it there, and when you should take it away, you should bring it back. And the din, what is the mitzvah of chagreisis, the Rambam says? The Rambam says the mitzvah of chagreisis mi divei seifrim umevin oisal ha-shulchan b'leilei ha-pesach. So it means the mitzvah of chagreisis, if you would ask the Rambam what the mitzvah of chagreisis is, he doesn't say anything about dipping. Nothing, not a word over here where he says, what is the mitzvah of chagreisis mi divei seifrim? Mitzvah of chagreisis mi divei seifrim. The mitzvah of chagreisis is umevin oisal ha-shulchan. So you get the impression, according to the Rambam, that the chareises being on the table, the matzah being on the table, the mor being on the table, is a very significant phenomenon. And it's, and al pidin, there's a chiv to have it on the table. Okay? When do you have it on the table? Lechatchila, you bring it after Kiddush. Then you take it away. So there, the bringing it, you would assume is just that the taking away should be meaningful to excite the curiosity of the children. But the bringing it, having it there from Rambam Gamliel, is not just that you should say Pesach Zeh, and Matzah Zeh, and Morah Zeh. You don't say Pesach Zeh, Pesach Shor Oichlin, because it's a Shaila from Maktish Kochim, whatever it looks like, Nireh. But having it there is a meaningful phenomenon. It is Alocha. Because the whole key of chaloisis is to have it then. Correct? So why the Rambam assumes that the having it is only for Rav Gamliel and the Halil and not for the whole Haggadah is a question which requires an answer. Okay? But to say that the Rambam denies that Lechem Oni, that nothing has to be on the Matzah and nothing has to be in the chaloisis, nothing has to be on the Morah, I think is a very simplistic approach. I want to even add something else. Then it's very good, according to the Rambam, why she has the mitzvah chareishes right after sipuris yitzchayim. He mentions the mitzvah sipuris yitzchayim, and then he has the mitzvah chareishes, because according to him, the mitzvah chareishes may be nesashocham, that the sipur should be on chareishes also, and that is the whole mitzvah chareishes. Okay. Now, that is what the Rambam has, and if you understand the whole mitzvah is mevinas hashulchan, there's no room for compromise over here. Because he asked, how many dinim are there on chalaisis? There's only one din in chalaisis. The din of chalaisis is having it on the table. Hi. So what about tibul? So the Rambam will tell you yes. And the Rambam has in his shitas, in his shita about tibul, is a das yochan, the rishonim, the Rambam shitas, the matzah also have to have metabol in the chalaisis. All the mitzvah laila, so much so that the Rav used to ask, why does the Rambam have tibul of the korban pesach in chalaisis? Every mitzvah laila requires chalaisis. But the answer is, according to the Rambam, that the kiyum tibul in chalaisis is not a kiyum in chalaisis, it's a kiyum in the mitzvah laila. The matzah requires chalaisis, tibul chalaisis. Mo requires chalaisis. But you ask, how many kiyumim are in chalaisis proper? The answer is one. So since the answer is one, the Rambam has a quandary. You only have two possibilities. You could either have Zecha L'Tit or Zecha L'Dom, and you can't have two Kiyumim. You have to commit yourself. So the Rambam says Zecha L'Tit, and that's the whole Kiyum, and it's a Kiyum of Avalah HaShulchan. Okay. Now, interesting. Let me read the Maariv Vitri again, and let's get back to the Ozor Vav. You could have had it, but the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam only says Zecha L'Tit. So once you, and Mevin, excuse me, only says that it's Mevin Osa HaShulchan. So you get the impression that Tibul is not a Kiyum in Chalaisis. So how many other Kiyum do you have? There's no Kiyum to dance around the Chalaisis. So the whole Kiyum is only to have it on the table. So that's the Kiyum that you have. Logically, he could have had it. The question is, you know, the Rambam doesn't have it. Okay. Now, yes? Yeah. I don't know if that's part of the mitzvah chaloises. It could be the mitzvah matzah. No, it could be. Yeah, it could be. I don't know if that's true. You see, the mitzvah. We ask what the mitzvah chaloises is. The mitzvah chaloises to bring this chefs on the table. There's no kiyum. The tibul is not a kiyum chaloises. Okay, the tibul is not a kiyum chaloises. Because when he says what's the mitzvah, he doesn't mention that. So from my point of view, your question is like irrelevant, because the question is only what kiyum is near chalaisis. The kiyum of chalaisis is the kiyum of Avalah HaShulchan. That's all that we have. Okay. I don't know if that's, I mean, you can ask many questions about chalaisis, but in terms of this asking whether there are two kiyumim in chalaisis or not, those questions are meaningless. Okay. I was going to back and do.
No, I mean, in terms of like, why, what's Mahayim
Hidu Tovah on Chalaisis? Why? Okay, but see, the Rambam, we don't know. The Rambam finds Halacha, we don't know where he gets it from. The Rambam seems to say that there's a new din on Pesach that all the mitzvah laila be with the kiyum kiyumei achila of the night require tibul chalaisis.
Even if there's no mitzvah
avor ha-shulchan, fakir. But not for the mitzvah chaloises, but for the kiyum matzah. That's the important point over here. When I'm being metabol in chaloises, is that a kiyum in the chaloises? Or it's a kiyum in the achilas matzah? And you get the impression that it's a kiyum in the achilas matzah, according to the Rambam. No shaykhus b'chal. The Rambam quotes that later, the tibul in Perichet. There's no discussion in Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, all chalaisis is mitzvah b'divrei sefer, mevin, oiso ala shofar. Period. Yeah. And so you can't have two kiyumim chalaisis like that. Now, interesting is, before we get back to the Ozor Ruach, let me read you the Maariv Vitri again. The chalaisis she'omru hein mine yirokais harbei Hakitushin biyachad ushmom chalaisis b'loshen arami. The name is called chalaisis in Aramaic.
V'chol dovo shetoivlin boy koi charoises. Anything. In other words, first he starts and tells you how to do it. Anything which you do tibul in is called charoises. Okay? So you get the impression from the Maaseh Vitrei. If I ask you, what's the key of a charoises? What is the chefs of charoises? Dovo shetoivlin boy. Okay? So, you would, in the a priori, the Rambam and the Maaseh Vitrei are diametrically opposed. What I want to do over here now is to bring in the Oz Ruah and then to wrap things up here a little bit to see where we're standing. Okay? What? Yeah. I don't know exactly how, you see, if I would know what Chazal or Masakin over here, the Rambam, it doesn't let us let us know what's going on. But he says every mitzvah layel you have to dip in before the eating. So you get the impression it's part of the kumei matzah. Your matzah is incomplete. That's what I would assume, but I don't think we can have any intelligent discussion about it, because there's no more proof than the fact that the Rambam says you have to do it. It doesn't tell you why. It's it's a question. But, you know, I usually like to, when I say something, I like to have solid evidence. Because anyone could say Birch Sforos. And Birch Sforos is about a dime a dozen. And it's very popular in yeshivas. You know, you could talk about something before reading the text and understanding what the Gemara says and the Rashi says. You know, how does the Rashba relate to the problems which you don't even know what problem you're talking about? Okay? Yes? Yeah.
Now, what is halachic? Halachic is an entity which is utilized as a means for symbols.
Yeah, but the question is, but why? Yeah, but you have to say, why do I have to do a tibul in it? Then what you're doing is, there's a mitzvah, which mitzvah does it go under? And it can't go under the mitzvah of chalais and ram, because ram says the mitzvah is only mevino yisal ha-shulchan. If I would have written the Rambam and said like you, mevino yisal ha-shulchan v'teimu
boy. Thus maybe what you're saying, I thought what you were saying, or maybe I'm saying it better, but I thought what you're saying is that if you don't do tibul, it will lack in havar ha-shulchan. In other words, havar ha-shulchan.
But he doesn't say, then he should say something. Ram, you know, Rambam's defining what the mitzvah is. You get the impression of Rambam that tibul is a separate entity.
No, yeah, but I think what he's trying to say is
that
there's a mitzvah
like yosef,
that's the mitzvah. But if you wouldn't do any
tibul,
so it would lack in
a bala shochan. Yeah, but there's nothing in the Rambam that would support such a thing.
But otherwise,
the purpose of Avos, I'm trying to tell you, the Havoy is that it should be on the table b'shas sipur. It's a din of sipur yitzis Yisrael. There's no din. The chalos doesn't require tibul b'chlal. If a person is misafir yitzis Yisrael, let's say, and he says the whole thing, all of a sudden, rachmanon tzlan, there's an army raid in the house before you eat the matzah, okay? It's according to the Rambam, the mitzvah tibul yumakayim mamish kosher v'yosha. The mitzvah chalos is yumakayim. But the Rambam said, if I would have written the Rambam, I would have said something. Mevin oisa al ha-shulchan. I would have said something about being metabol. I think it's mamish kachosim and asefer. I understand why you want to say that, but you have to ask yourself whether you're saying that because we were all brought up that chalos is supposed to be table boy, or there's some empiric evidence in the Rambam to point in that direction. But you understand there's nothing.
I think the only problem you have is that it's totally coincidentally that chalosis is really a mitzvah of all shochet.
Yeah.
And not to do with anything else. And then coincidentally, you should be told everything in chalosis.
But not because it's not a coincidental thing. It could be that's the chefter to use, but that's not part of the kumei chalosis. That's the kumei of the mitzvah lila.
I understand what you're saying, but the only thing.
Because he doesn't quote, he doesn't talk about the team, he doesn't say anything, he only says in Perichas.
So let's say there were no mitzvah of Havar
HaShulchan. Right. There would be an Inyan of Tibul HaChalosis. I don't know. See, everything. I don't like to talk about suppositions. We don't know anything. All we know textually, the Rambam says that Mevino is Havar HaShulchan. And if you think about it, you look at the text, there's nothing in the text the point that Chagoyis has anything to do with Tibur, and the Marzeh Vitri on the opposite says is what is Chagoyis' Tibur. Okay, now let me show you something else. Let's just think for a second, and you see something interesting over here. Okay, if you remember, the Oz Ruah says a strange word, loy nigmara, two words, loy nigmara mitzvase. That when you have the chalosis of Zecher Letit, the mitzvah is not finished yet. So what does it mean, start and finish? So you assume in the words that there are two mitzvahs of chalosis. Okay. So here, I thought in the Marzeh Vitri, in the Oz Ruah, we should take the Rambam on one side, and take the Marzeh Vitri on the other side, and have them make shalom, and we have both of them. There is a mitzvah of bringing the chalosis of Zecher Letit, that the Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim should be on a chefs of chalosis. That's one. And when is Nigmur Mitzvosai? How is Nigmur Mitzvosai? The Kiyum Tibur. And the Kiyum Tibur is a Kiyum in chalosis. Okay? So that's what you do. Those are two halachas. That's Nigmur Mitzvosai. And that is the compromise. We have two different chefs of chalosis. You have a chefs of chalosis of Zecher Letit. You have a chefs of chalosis of Zecher Ledom. The chefs of chalosis of Zecher Letit is used for what? For the kiyum sipur, mevin oisah ashulchan. And if you only take, let's say something happened. Let's say the following scenario. And this, if I would have asked you before, everyone would have said everything is kosher v'yosher. What happens is the following. I do go through the seder, and we didn't bring chalosis on the table. We didn't bring chalosis on the table. And I come, and after I say, al achilas moro, I realize, you know, that there's something missing over here. So I make all sorts of, vocal, without saying words. The wife, let's get going. My wife runs into the kitchen, and she fast puts together a few apples and a few this and a few that, and, chops it up, and here it is. She brings it to the table, and I take my moro, and I do tibur. And Mekai in the midst of chalosis, the midst of midivrei sefer. Not according to the Rambam. And Pashis is not according to the Ramah and not according to Tosis, because it's a din mevino yisal shulchan also. So what you have to do, I'm not 100% sure, the Rav once had a story, I don't know if it was Rav Chaim or with father, they came in that they forgot to pour the second kais before Manish Tamer. You see, why do you pour the second kais before Manish Tamer? What? There are two different shotim. Two pshatim in Rashbam. One pshat in Rashbam is that you should be able to ask the question about the wine, the four cups, right? And the other pshat is that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Ram says, and that the Miri says it even more explicitly, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is on the Haggadah. The Haggadah is on wine, is on a Kriya Shel Bracha. The Kiyum is not only a Bracha, is on the Kriya, but Divrei Shevach Vehidah is on a case of Shel Bracha. And the Rav used to say that he used to hold up the case of the whole Seder thing and Tar Father, whatever. That's really not important for us now. What's important for us now is that the Sipur is on a case, and if you forgot to pour the case, what you have to do is pour the case again, say Manish Tano, Aluvra Avodimoyinu, Aluru Aramiyo Iverovi, and get to Halo or something like that. But you have to have a case. So what would you do if you forgot the chalosh to bring the table? Well, you have to start over again. According to the Rambam and others, you might have to think about it, because the chalosh has to be on the table. B'shas Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm just telling you, there are two kiyum chaloshes. There's one kiyum chaloshes that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be on it, and that's why the Rambam, when he's quoting the mitzvah chaloshes, quotes it tekefu miyad after he quotes the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's mamish in the Seder Ram, is mamish kapta v'ferach. It's sipo and chalosis. Umevino yisal ha-shulchan. That's good for the chefs of the mitzvah. And that's the whole mitzvah, according to the Ram. The Marzeh Vitri says the mitzvah is tibur. It's a kiyum in the chalosis. And comes the Oz Ruah and says, no, there are two halachas. There's a kiyum of chalosis, umevino yisal ha-shulchan. And there's another kiyum of chalosis of tibur. And that's why, and that's how the Ozu answered the question: why isn't there an Issa of eating the chalosis erev Pesach? because we really don't have the proper chalashis yet. It's not nigma mitzvah. But derech agav, in Ozuhui, you see something very interesting. You see in some haggadahs, they say to take the chalashis off, just to dip it, and not to have any chalashis on. Is there a kiyum achila in the eating of the chalashis? Okay? So I'll tell you something. In Ozuhua, you have to say it to eat. Because, let me ask you a question. Kol oicho matzah be'erev Pesach kilu boil al nusasim beit chomer. Okay, why? Because the mitzah at night is a kiyum achila. And now I'm eating it without the kiyum achila. Okay? So I ask you a question. Erev Pesach, eating chagoses. Is the problem eating chagoses? So what's the problem eating chagoses? The mitzah is dipping. The mitzah having the table to save it. What's the problem? What's the problem of eating it? So you see, l'cheira, according to Ozuhua, I mean, you know, it's something which is a conclusion, but you have to take the microscope in order to see it. The Ozuhua says that in the tibo, there's not only tibo, but the achila should be an achilas mat, achilas mo with chalaisis. And there's a kiyum in achilas chalaisis. So once the kiyum achilas chalaisis, you could imagine Shem Yisa achilas chalaisis ever Pesach. So that's the question he asks. So he answers that the chefs of mitzvah is incomplete, because all you're going to have ever Pesach is the chalaisis zechalatit. You never come to the point of having the chalaisis which is zechaladam. And until that point, there's no problem eating. So you can never have the issue of eating chalos Erev Pesach. Okay? Any questions? 1 second, before we start. Whoa, one second. What happened? He's not here anymore. The one that was asking me of... I just wanted to ask him if he learned something. He thought, oh, you'll ask him. Let me know. I guess he felt... Well, yes? I don't know the same question you can ask is maybe Alash. The embassy shouldn't do that. See, I don't know. I'll tell you the problem over here. Because it's a din of maybe es ha-shulchan only after Kiddush. That's the halacha in Jeretz by Shabbos. So we don't know if the din of maybe es ha-shulchan over here is a din havo, or that you just should only bring it after Kiddush. And you can't make, you know, you have to make Kiddush and then you bring it. So you have to bring it physically, well, that's a din that you have to bring it, or it's just that the din is that mevin is makachin, mevin is a shulchan, is after kiddush. That I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. What do you mean? I don't know what a chetesh shomer. What do you mean exactly? I know you just translate the words. I mean, I know when we're talking about mitzvah bo aveira, Ramosho. You talk about the chetzeshel mitzvah is a chetzeshel aveira, so I understand. But I don't know what a chetzeshel mitzvah is over here. What it hooks on the mitzvah side? What do you want to know? Whether what are you referring to exactly? What do you mean? Is it being a chetzeshel of mitzvah? Is the problem mitzvah baba veira? If it's gozel, what do you want to know exactly? I never saw the shayla. If you steal your chagosis, is it mitzvah baba veira? But it's a shayla which you probably have to deal with. But then I can understand. And the Rambam said, Yushalmi, from Bola Matzah, kanu ova veira, kanu gufa veira. So I can understand. You can ask a question if it's gozel. But besides, I don't know what you want to have to show mitzvah here. It's a nice phrase. Yeah, lo nigma. He says the lashon lo nigma mitzvasa. That's the lashon of Ozuhu. It's not mine. Because it's not the fifth in terms fakir. That's even better. Because in terms of the mitzvah achila, the mitzvah achila is not with the chalitz zechel atit. The mitzvah achila is the chalitz zechel adam. That's the means of the mitzvasa. There's no, you can never see, you can understand the mitzvah. So if I would ask you, eating the chalosis erev Pesach and zecher l'tit, b'chlal is not a problem, because on that chalosis is no mitzvah v'achila. The mitzvah is on that sipur. The mitzvah, the chalosis which you have a mitzvah achila on, is only on the zecher l'dam, and that doesn't exist. It's like nigma mitzvah. Okay, yes? That's what I said. The Ram doesn't. And the Ram...
Why does he say the doesn't go result on Chomer?
Okay, so that's not a problem. Everyone has to have in the Gemara that Chalosa Kibula B'mashka. The truth is, taste is a difficulty, because taste is mashma, that you only add in it a little bit of wine, or a lot of wine, only because of Zeichel Adam. The Ram's opinion is, that's what Chalosis is. And that's part of Zeichel Tit. You just have to have some in order to be Tula Mashke, but it still has to have a consistency of being a heart.
I just want to elaborate a little, maybe you could put in that,
I don't know, but he's the one you. I didn't say.
I don't know
what he can do.
In other words, the question, maybe this is a question of two possibilities. In other words, you could say if a person, you could say for instance, Mark is a general up in Austin.
Yeah.
So he's lacking a sequel. He's fine. So
yeah, except the point that he's not bad.
But Pashto's lacking a sequel.
Yeah.
So then it means that the Maisa Sipur will be incomplete.
Yeah.
But if you say Lachem She'onim Olavvorm Habe, it would mean that the Sipur is a king in the Chepta Shom Matzah, and Matzah that wasn't on the table at the time of Sipur would lack in terms of the king of Mitzvah Achilas Matzah.
Yeah, that's right? If you assume, which I'm not 100% sure, I was toying with this. Let's say someone would have a matzah on the table and say the sipur, and then the matzah someone would steal it, the kid would steal the afikoman, and have to take another matzah for achila. Would he be lacking in that?
So maybe that's what he means. In other words, in terms of, are you saying by charosis that it's a chepta and the sipur is a king in the chepta of charosis, or are you just saying charosis is simply a vehicle of the maestro mitzvah sipur?
You mean in terms of the tibur has to be in that, the tibur or the
chazal? Is there a halacha that, is there like you say, on the matzah, lechem she'onim olavvorm?
Yeah, yeah. Is there a chazal?
Is there a tibur, the sipur king, the chazal of chazal? Or chazal is simply a vehicle of the maizah mitzvah of the sipur? In other words, definitely if you're not made here, so you're definitely lacking in the sipur. That would seem to be. But the
you
question
see,
is it a chapter? In other words, is it a halacha that the sequel is a key in a chapter shocharosis, or is it just a halacha you're lacking in my sequel?
You see, I'm not, you see, if you use the paradigm which you had, and you talk about in terms of matzah, you have to ask yourself, Lu Yitzur, the Rabbi Dinu Lechem only, is that only because of the mitzvah chile afterwards?
Not that only, but you can say both.
Yeah, but I don't know, the question is, no, see, the way you defined it, you would find you're missing your mitzvah chile's matzah. Okay. So the question is, what would be lacking over here? Would be lacking. You see, I'm just a little bit confused. Is it because the achila later, which you can imagine, the chalos is also called the dozer ruah, or you have to define. In other words, if you had the paradigm of matzah and you put matzah together with chalos, you could end up with that. But we have. No, in other words, this is, you know, it's a point. No, this it could be, it could be, but this, you know, it's all chikiris because there's no. I usually like to deal with hardcore evidence because when you don't deal with hardcore evidence, there's no difference between a beich svara and anything else. You don't know what you're saying. It could be it's true, but it could be it's not true. So, you know.
I just thought the way you express it, I thought that's what you're saying.
The Kiyum Sipur in the Chalos, that's the Kiyum of the Chalos.
But in other words,
if it only did in Sipur, I'll tell you why I said that. See, if it's only did in Sipur, it's not mistaber to me, there should have been a separate mitzvah with different statements. The Ram calls the Ram's mashma that chalos is a separate, is a mitzvah of sipur yetzias Yisrael, and is a separate mitzvah midivrei sefer called chalos. If the din would have been that sipur yetzias Mitzrayim requires chalos, and it's not a kiyum in the chalos, it's not mistabit to me that there should have been a separate mitzvah called chalos. The fact I'm suggesting the possibility. And just pointing out that the evidence that the Ram says right after the mitzvah sipur, he doesn't say it's a rider in the mitzvah sipur, but he calls it a separate mitzvah midivrei sefer. It would point that there's a cheftz of chalosis and there's a keem of having it on the shulchan, and the kiyum of having on the shulchan b'shas tzipis Yisrael.
That's what I'm saying. That he's just. That's why he meant by a chet.
Okay, it could be, but all I'm just telling you is the lashon. The only reason I wouldn't want, I'm not, you know, it points. I would say sometimes a lashon or tochtei. That's what it is. Here I don't can't say that. But I'd say that the fact that the Rambam calls it a separate mitzvah to give Yisrael, it points in that direction. Any other questions? I don't know, in other words, that I don't, the Ozuhua, first of all, seems to put both of them in the Yishalmi, and the Yishalmi has both days. And it says, Ika Lamecha, you have to have both of the days. That's the Lashon. I understand that. So he seems to say that since the Bavli, he doesn't talk about it, since the Bavli doesn't disagree explicitly, you should accept the Yishalmi also. Which is in the Rambam also, when there's sometimes even the Rambam, when the Machlokes and the Bavli and the Yishalmi is of one opinion, you can accept the Yishalmi. Here the Bavli doesn't say anything. It says omission is not necessarily commission. I know that. The Rambam doesn't have it. I know that. I'm not trying to. I was expecting that also. I'm just telling you certain times the Rambam does it. Okay, any other questions? Yes? I understand. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're two separate. What he does is takes together the Rambam and the Marzeh Vitri and has two Didim in Charoit. All I'm just telling you is I just hope one thing, L'chol HaPochas, if I'm successful, that before you walked in, you thought Chareses was something that the wife or your mother prepares in the kitchen, and Chareses becomes Dinim. Yes? It could be, according to Ram, you don't eat it b'chal. The mitzvah is the metabol. I don't know if you have to. Yeah, says, it could be. Yeah, what does he say? Yeah, the periches. Yeah, but it's lo yisha. It could be he can have lo yisha. That's just how long he leaves it in. But it doesn't say that he's taking it along when he's eating it. Just yeah, that's the problem because you shouldn't leave it in there a long time. It's a different question. B'chol, you understand that? If you think about it, it's a whole different question. Derech agav. Derech agav, I just want to tell you something. You know, just in the times when you think about when you make the alachilas morah and your metabol is your metabol before or metabol afterwards, before the bracha, I don't want to get involved in. But one of the things you'd be thinking about, if it's a kiyum morah, then it shouldn't be a hefsek. If it's a kiyum chaloses, you probably should do it before. Why don't you do the tibul? Just logic. I don't want to get involved in that. There are rayas and you're going to tevelim, and I have rayas about this. It's beyond the purview of what I want to talk about today. But it could depend. When you do the tibul, might depend upon what it is. Okay? Any other questions? Yes? You see, this goes into what the Rechait, you know, this is the same question. Is it this? You have to have the same, see, you have to have the same, the Chalosis that you have, the Kiyum Sipur, has to be afterwards the same Chalosis, and you also hear of Lo Nigmo Mitzvosa, you get the impression it's the same thing. And this is a very important question for this Pesach, because the easiest way to get around the problem is to take out two Chalosis, to have one Chalosis, which is already liquidy, and one chaloshes with a solid, and just mix and match, and bring on a table whenever you need it. But the question is it no, that it's l'nigma mitzvah, is one chefsa chaloshes, and you have to convert the chaloshes of zechel atit into zechel adam, and in that chaloshes which had the kiyum sipa on, you have a kiyum tiba with, or it's just two separate chaloshes, that I'm not sure about. But you get the impression it's one chefsa according to the Ozor. Okay?
According to the Rambam, it's so apparently it was a mishnah.
Matpil, I don't know if the word tibul, I don't know if it means in the sense dipping, I don't know if dipping, the word we would use the word dipping, and the way Chazal had the word tibul, that it's exactly the same, because L'chatchili says that it's Zeichel Etit, he talks about this type of thing, which is, you know, which is a very hard thing, like, Gregus and Simukin. I just don't know if you can. You have to do a little work in the word Tebow in terms of the translation of how Chazal used the word. Yes. What? Yeah, the Gemara says Dovah Tebow b'Mashke. Tebow used the word Tebow. Yeah, but I don't know if Tebow. That's what Tosis seems to assume. But I don't know if the Gemara works like that. Yes. I would say the opposite.
Why?
Because then it's not a hefsek, because it's part of the mitzvah. The tibul is part of the kiyumah. But the problem is, you're not going to get anywhere, because if you read the... Excuse me. If you read the Rambams there in Periches, you see the steers back and forth about to say the tibul. So, you're going to... Whatever you're going to have, you're going to have a steer. But if you were to ask me, if it would be a kiyum in the matzah, the kiyum in mora, it's no problem over the asiyosim, because it's part of the kiyumah mitzvah. So I'd say that's a raya. But it's not going to get any place. The steer is around them anyway over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? What if the show? You have to do the tibul. You're supposed to be part of the thing. It's a kiyum. It's part of the kiyum of mala. It's the metabol in the chalos. It's a kiyum and to eat it. It could be that also. But I'm telling you, the Rambam, you're not going to get anywhere. I remember sitting with the Rav in Shia trying to figure out the Seder over here, and it was just, you know, it's very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. And if you have an answer, I'm ready to hear. If you have them, but all of them. The whole Periches. I'm not fair to pick one out. You know what I'm saying? You understand that? That's not, I'm surprised you. Okay, any other questions? Okay, first you have a question for Elichim Pesach. It's been a pleasure saying Shia here. I have a question for Elichim Pesach.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.